Hello, welcome to the Bad Sharks episode 12, I believe.
It is episode 12, yes.
On the 26th of August. 26th of August.
That's when we're recording it, yeah.
Yes, you're right.
We'll hopefully get it out shortly after
27th.
That.
I'm motivated. Yeah. And with us today, we've got a JJ, LL Cool Jack Kilbourne.
Yes.
Here he is.
Thank you very much.
Hello,
Thanks for having me, gents.
About time we had a proper JJ on.
Yeah, yes, first one.
Jerry wasn't 100% JJ.
A little bit of pressure there.
Yeah, yeah, well, we're quite an introverted bunch, and I've asked a few times and nobody has put their hand up, so...
Yeah. I've ignored it a couple of times.
Yeah, we don't like talking about ourselves, so we're the opposite to the alts, I believe.
That's right, we love it.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I talk about us yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay,
no.
Bit later.
Just act bored for another half an hour, then you can get on.
Act interested.
Oh, act interested, sorry.
But be bored.
Yes. Well, on that note, I've got some very boring birthdays.
Oh, get in there. They're
ones. I'd say the footballers, not sparkling, but the celebrities, top class. You'll see. All right, anyway. Anyone remember Colin Kazim Richards?
Yes.
He is 34 today. Happy birthday, Colin.
Hey, happy birthday, Colin, from all of us at the Bad Sharks.
I think he'll probably be somewhere.
For some random team, yeah.
And our friend Joe Bootland. I have an amazing lookalike of him, which freaks both him and me out, which is Lee Gregory, who plays for Stoke.
I think I've never said that before.
And it's Lee Gregory's birthday today. He's 32.
Oh, okay. Just shortly after Joe's birthday.
Well, that's kind of weird. Are they
might
twins?
Might be something in that, eh?
Yeah. We'll see.
A bit weird.
And the last one is just because he's got a funny name, Dennis Mann.
Dennis Mann.
He's 22.
Is it just one N?
Yep.
Just Dennis Mann.
Just Dennis Mann?
All right, Dennis Mann.
He should sign for a North East team.
Yeah,
but anyway, But he's playing for Steaua Bucharest. Steaua Bucharest right now.
Oh, okay.
He's 22 years old. Dennis Mann.
He could have been good for my Ryan Phibbs section later on.
We'll see.
I'll spoil it. We're talking about footballers' names, Al.
Nice. I'm excited about this.
Yeah. Do you reckon when that Dennis Mann was about, any time before he was 18, do you reckon he was just called Dennis Boy?
Dennis Child.
Dennis Boy.
Dennis Youth. Dennis Mann. Running chain 21.
It's possible.
Yes, we'll see. We'll look into that.
Yeah, I'll try and ask him.
But the non-footballer birthdays...
Yeah.
We've got Macaulay Culkin. He's 40 today, believe it
is
or not.
Is he 40?
That makes everyone feel old.
You know what?
Old,
he's awesome.
Yeah.
He's really cool.
Funny,
you know?
He's
a funny bugger. Yeah. He's class.
Well, he's turning 40.
Doesn't take himself seriously.
Mother Teresa would have been 110.
Oh, yeah.
So different kinds of celebrities, but still celebrities in their own
ages.
Right.
Ages. Yeah.
Yeah. She's not 110 because she's not alive anymore, but she would have been today. So happy birthday, Mother Teresa.
Happy birthday,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So here at the Bad Sharks, you know, we've become quite popular. I've been stopped in New World in Iron Bay.
Yeah.
You've had someone say, you're the guy off the podcast.
Yeah. Mr. Mulaw.
Yeah. So, you know, we're getting quite big around this part. Still want to make a big deal out of it. Yeah. But we have got our first sponsor, so here is a word from our sponsor.
Hi viewers, Joe here. As some of you might have heard, recently I completely smashed my bollocks in, and it got me thinking, has anybody cornered the plum market in New Zealand? The answer is... no. So here for you now, today, live, big reveal of my new products that everyone's talking about, Joe's Plums. Joe's Plums are totally purple in colour, are slightly bigger than your average plums, with just the right amount of furriness. They're very tender to touch, so please handle with care. Hurry along and buy some today. They come in packs of two and are very juicy. Or should I say, juicy.
Go buy some Joe's Plums today, 69p from the local shopping centre, or get yours absolutely free by clashing into the Baron's goalkeeper. Either way, they're bootiful, as in Joe's surname is Bootland, so yeah, it is a joke. Bootland? Bootiful.
Do you get this? Do you get my joke?
So, thanks for that. That's something important to get revenue
in. I hope he sells
in.
Many plums.
Yes.
I hope he sells a lot.
Yes.
They sound nice.
Yeah, I think they sound quite sore.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Is that what went into your plum cider?
No, these are Doris's plums, not Joe's plums.
Shame.
Yeah.
Doris has plums?
Apparently so.
Bloody hell. What happened there? I don't know. Doris Woman? Was it Dennis Mann?
Yeah. Good one.
If you all remember that before the advert, it was quite a while ago.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway.
Harking back.
Enough of this silliness. We've got Jack here, and he's a serious man.
Deadly.
Yeah.
A bit quiet. Quiet back there, Jack. Come a bit further forward. So Jack is from Liverpool.
That's right.
He's got a brother called Declan, who is in our team also.
Also true.
Oh, Dick.
A younger brother. Yes, young Declan. And he's got another brother who no one likes very much.
Yeah.
Liam, what a
even
wanker.
Even my parents aren't.
No.
What? Shut up, man.
That's an in-joke for four people, two of whom might not listen. So
oh, okay.
That's a real niche one.
I hope you enjoyed it, you two, man.
Yeah, anyway.
I now can't tell him that I've been on a podcast either because I don't want these kind of questions.
Yeah, I want you to explain it, but anyway.
So you're not explaining it to the other 582 viewers?
No, don't need to. Liam, just an honourable man.
Okay.
But anyway, you're from Liverpool.
Yeah.
Your brother's a Liverpool fan.
Yeah.
Declan. Liam, is he a Liverpool fan?
He is.
Your mum and dad?
Tosser.
My dad's a massive red. Yeah. And my mum's a massive blue.
Right, okay. But that blue is Everton, right?
That blue is Everton.
Yeah. So you aged, I'm going to guess, early, just double figures. You decided to just support Chelsea?
No, I was five.
You're
I
five?
I support Chelsea, but it was at the...
So you at the
right
age, of five,
age of five.
And why did you choose Chelsea?
Do you remember the legendary footballer Ruud Gullit?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone does. He was brilliant, wasn't he?
Well, yeah.
He was brilliant. I actually didn't know that about him at the time. I just thought he was great because he had the coolest hair.
Yeah.
And
he hadn't shaved it by that point.
He hadn't shaved it, which is probably important.
Yeah.
Because
that could have changed your life.
Could have changed my life.
Yeah. So... And you weren't just like a Chelsea fan like you are over here who just watches it on telly. You went to all the games from Liverpool to London.
Yeah.
That is insane. That is.
When you were five? Christ.
For quite a few years.
Yeah. So
you got on the fun bus.
I had a season ticket for about 6 or 7 years. And before that, I had just a membership and I'd be travelling up and down. My mum and dad, they used to take me when I was young, which was quality of them because none of them cared about Chelsea.
London.
Yeah, my
what?
And then
what?
When I was about 16, I started just travelling on my own and going every other Saturday down there, just getting on the bus or the train and
free spirit,
spending far just too on long your own on the London Underground.
Did you go to away games?
Away games as well.
Oh, I was gonna say because if it was a choice between the two, you might as well go to the away games.
Yeah.
It's probably cheaper. But if you went to both,
I loved it when we had games against Liverpool, Everton, Blackburn, Wigan.
Right. Ruud Gullit. And he was like a sweeper, wasn't he, when he came to Chelsea?
He was a sweeper, yeah. Brilliant. Played in centre mid a little bit as well. And
yeah.
A bit like somebody else sat around here. Yeah, a little bit. I was a little bit rude. Like,
Jerry,
played at the back
and
moved into midfield, yeah.
Jerry's with
I
us,
do
yeah.
love your hair as well.
Thanks very much.
Brilliant.
Thanks. Right, well.
Side parting.
You're a footballer.
Yep.
I think you're a delightful footballer. So how did you get to be a delightful footballer? What's your history? How did you get here? Football terms.
Just growing up in Liverpool, it's just what you do, really. Having two brothers, you get home from school and
you have a goal in your back garden.
You have a goal in the back garden, the Samba goal that my mum and dad got rid of a couple of years ago, which is
Jesus,
a devastating blow.
Yeah.
And so we just used to play, street footy, garden footy, playing school on the playground. And
I'm very interested in this. Liam, is he a good footballer?
Unfortunately, he's the best of the three.
Is he?
Or he was. He hasn't played in a while, so I'd fancy my chances.
Has he been here?
No, he hasn't.
Never.
We wouldn't let him in.
God!
But,
all right.
Right, so you played... Did you play for a proper team in Liverpool, 11-a-side?
I did. For years, I played for... through my youth, I played for a team called Moorside Park.
Oh, right. Is it a nice park?
It was all right.
Yeah.
You're
from the nice part of Liverpool, though, aren't you?
I'm from the nice part of Liverpool.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so the park was only 50% covered in dog shit.
Oh, nice.
So that was amazing.
Yeah. Was it flat?
It was flat.
Oh, right, that's better than most
of
the...
Because someone stood on it.
A little joke from the kitchen now. Yeah, I'm back, yeah. Everyone.
And so I played for those for years and then moved on to another team playing Open Age, which I played for a good few years. And that was a good team. Good old Redgate Rovers.
Redgate Rovers, right, yeah.
What's Open Age? It sounds like a daft question, but
anyone can play. Not under 18s or whatever.
I was 16 when I started.
Oh, right, okay.
Because my team folded and I just thought,
I'm going to go big leagues.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, and then so you left England and came, did you come straight to New Zealand? Or have you played football elsewhere before you got here?
No. I probably had a break from 11-a-side for about 5 years, I reckon.
Yeah.
Until I met you, Al.
Until you met me at Denver.
Was that because of travelling or...?
We just met here through a mutual friend, I think. We started playing five-a-side together at first.
Yeah, we had an amazing five-a-side team with Dan Watts, Wattsy.
Oh, yeah, Wattsy.
Andy Murray was our goalie.
Oh, yeah, good goalie at five-a-side level. Yeah,
Alex Crocker was around, you know, around. And some Irish lad, what's his name? Aaron.
Oh, I don't even remember.
I thought it was good time.
He was very good. But, yeah, it was some nice people.
But
good times.
You didn't play for 5 years, though. Was that because of travelling? Oh,
yeah.
You weren't here and not playing football, were you?
Not quite. No, right. I had a visa expire on me.
All right.
Left the country for 5 years.
Bloody visas, hey, yeah.
Spent 5 years chatting with Al, seeing how the JJs were getting on.
Yeah.
And, all right.
Came back last year and was signed up about 2 days into.
Yeah.
Into being back into the country.
I mean, you are missing out, and I thought you might have erased this from your memory that you played for the JJs a little bit before your visa ran out. And you did have one game, and it happened to be your leaving weekend. So him, Deck, Bass, Bernie, and a couple of others turned up at a 5:30 evening game looking fucking horrible. Like, really green.
It was a tough one.
Jack throws up just before the kickoff.
Jesus.
Then comes out to play. We end up being 2-1 up against Petone. I think the Stonecutters, who were playing weekend, I think it's the same team. Weird. And then Jack's... For the whole time I've known him, never missed a penalty. Never missed one.
It was true.
Yeah. And then he strolls up and takes the worst penalty I've ever seen.
Just
dribbled it about 10 yards wide.
Yeah.
And we just like, well, he's never taking one again.
It was shocking.
So then he left the country, basically.
Yeah.
And I haven't taken a penalty since
either. No.
Confidence has been shattered.
Yeah.
I don't know how you come back from that.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Do you want to talk about your Canadian adventure? You did play football there, and I
did
meet them people.
I did play football there. Joined a team when I was living in Vancouver for a while, and it was a decent standard, good team. And then, luckily enough, one time Al was visiting me.
I've seen the photos. Yeah,
he had a weekend in Vancouver, and the day before, I messaged him saying, "Look, we're sure for this weekend. How would you fancy a game?" Al was keen to make a bit of a world tour of his footy skills.
Yeah.
So he signed up. You had boots with you? You were travelling with boots?
Yeah, because I was playing in England.
Really old. Have boots, will travel.
Yes. I played in England and Dubai and in Canada on that little trip.
I played in Bolivia. That was fun.
Nice.
Not much oxygen up in Bolivia.
I can imagine.
But
good footballers, but not lovely people.
Not lovely people.
No, some of the worst people.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So, is football in Canada different from New Zealand? In the same way, like, New Zealand football is totally different to, like, playing in England?
I'd say it was similar to here, but a bit more serious. There were, like, there's still loads of expats who play, and so that raises the standard a bit, I guess. And the competitive level there.
Yeah.
It was decent. It was better than I expected over there.
Okay. You have proper refs and stuff.
We did have proper refs.
Yeah.
Did we have lines?
Yeah, and there was even little registration cards.
Oh, of course.
Registration.
They had to pick the one that looked most like me.
Oh, really?
I can't remember his name, but I was a guy for a day.
Cool.
Wish I knew who that was.
Mm.
Yeah, Al joined us and started the game.
Yeah.
He got thrown in the deep end, centre-back, marking probably a 6'5", speedy Gonzalez striker. Yeah.
Bloody hell. It was quick and big.
Yeah, he was Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
Caribbean accent, and he was terrifying. So, it wasn't my best evening. Then instead of going out partying, we just went and lay down in our hotel.
Yeah.
In the gay district of Vancouver. That's where we went. So that was the end of that story.
Aye.
Good times.
Great times. One of the weirdest weekends I've had in a while.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Well, and then I guess the next thing to talk about is how have you enjoyed this season then back at 11-a-side?
Loved it.
Yeah?
I was apprehensive about joining because I think I'm a better 5-a-side player, and so I didn't know how I'd fit in playing 11-a-side again, and it's a good 3 years since I played as well, but then I knew most of the team already, and just didn't want to be left out basically.
Yeah.
So I joined and I've just loved every minute of it.
I think when everyone has that break, they're all coming back like a little bit like, oh, I don't know if I'm good enough or something, when obviously clearly you are. And we have loads of the alts. I'm swinging it to the alts. Loads of alts were like that. They haven't played in years, and then they're all
come and have a go for a few weeks.
And then they go, oh, actually, I'm all right. And then they are completely fine. I don't know what people think. They're going to be running around.
I think the people who come from England, especially, they're used to it being a really violent, angry thing, and it's not that enjoyable. Mm. And then they get here and they suddenly go, oh, this is actually quite nice. Because I was a bit reticent about signing up for 11-a-side because I hadn't played it for a while.
Yeah.
It's a lovely little place to play football.
It is.
And we've been a bit weird this season, haven't we, the JJs?
Yeah. No explanations why. I still can't put my finger on it.
I think we had a turning point in that wonderful game away at Whitby.
Yeah.
The win against all the kids.
Yeah.
And then since then we've been pretty good, I'd say. I don't think we've won.
4 or 6 since then.
It's weird, something like that. Just something clicks sometimes.
Yeah, we've just started to get to know each other. I've stopped playing people in the wrong places, which is quite handy.
Square pegs. Yeah.
So that was probably my fault. But just getting to know.
We lost the key game with me doing that. It ended up with me left wing.
Your best position.
Someone was in the right.
Fast and can
Phil
kick it
was right back. Well, actually, he's not a bad right back, but yeah, there was something. Yeah.
You just got a bit wrong.
It all went wrong. Stevie was left back, and I was left wing. Right. So combined age on the left of 87.
Nice.
88. Yeah.
Right. Well,
that's good.
So yeah, we'll get to the end of the JJ season. We're looking like we'll be all right, and we'll go again next year. We'll go again.
Yeah,
that's all the stuff I had. Did you want to take Jack into the barbershop?
I did. Yeah. So like you know, we have a lot of international viewers, you know, and I just want to give them. I want to remind them of that feeling of getting your hair cut, you know, because some of them can't do that, can they, these days?
Yeah, they can't.
We're lucky.
Myself,
I mean, I cut my own hair, so it doesn't matter to me. But Jack
hasn't had a haircut in a while.
Now, Jack looks like he really needs a haircut, so I think it's about time he stepped into me barber, so. All right, mate, take a seat. Do you want a bit of music, sir?
Sounds good, mate.
All right, son. What are you doing at the weekend, son?
There's footy on, you know. I'm a bit injured at the moment, but I'm going to go along and watch the JJs cheer on from the sidelines.
Ah, football. It's all pass, 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 shoot, goal these days, isn't it?
That's exactly what it is.
Did you know that every time you head the ball, 4 of your hairs fall out?
I must have had loads of the ball.
Yeah, you and Damo too. You can work out how many times someone headed it just from this, until they get to total baldness, and then it's just guesswork. Do you ever not want to pass the ball to someone because of their physical appearance?
Absolutely, don't we all?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if they're cross-eyed or if they've got the wrong size shorts on, I ain't giving them the ball, you know what I mean?
Likewise, mate,
So tell me, if you're ever really hungry, do you ever consider having a nibble on the grass?
Isn't that what Rigobert's song used to do?
I believe so, son. That's where I got it from.
I'm going to give that a go this weekend. Hope we're not playing on turf.
We are playing on turf.
Ah, that complicates things.
You can nibble on them little rubber things, can't you?
Ah, true.
That's what
that
I
could
do.
Be all right.
Mate, do you know in American pool where it's a foul if you put a ball but it wasn't intentional?
Yeah.
Do you think that a goal should be disallowed if it's a cross that accidentally goes in? And if so, would Nims ever actually score?
So first of all, Nims never would actually score. And I reckon I'd be all for that. I never like it when a cross goes in. And especially never like it when the player just celebrates as if they meant it.
It's awful.
Yeah. Do you ever feel sorry for the subs and play bad on purpose so they won't feel so left out?
Luckily, I don't have to. Al's very inclusive as a gaffer, you know. Yeah. Everyone gets their time.
He's all right.
And
now,
we're all old and we get injured, so
yeah,
everyone gets a run out that way as well.
All right. When you warm up, is one of the areas you like to target your excess anal gas?
It depends how many drinks I've had the night before, but if I'm particularly gassy, then yeah, I'll find a good spot on the sidelines and just do the business, you know.
A nice one. Mate, can I trim the beard?
Go for it, go for it. It's been a while.
How's that, son?
I don't know if I like it. I think it's worse.
Do you want more off?
I think it's got to all come off now, actually.
Alright. There we go, it's all off there, son. Right, mate. Now, this is the speed round, okay? Now, we do this...
What was that before?
I don't you know. But anyway, this is a speed round. So this time, answer quickly, because we do this every week and it's not quick enough, yeah? So answer who the person is and give a little detail, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, in the JJs, who is the vainest in the team?
Oh, that's a tough one, vainest.
Speed round, speed round.
I'm going to go Bass.
Bass, he's a vain one in him.
I'll also add, though, that's just because he's a beautiful fella and I'd be vain if I looked at
okay.
As well.
Or shall I ask this now then? Who's the sexiest?
Sexiest? It's got to be Bass as well.
Oh, it's
it?
Bass as well, isn't it? Yeah. Who's the laziest?
Oh.
Is it Bass, isn't it?
The laziest of the JJs. That's a tough one. On the pitch or in general?
Whatever you fancy, right? Really? That's the only pitch.
I'm going to go for Mike. Just because that'll annoy him.
And who is the stupidest in the JJs?
Stupidest.
Who's a little bit thick?
I feel like Mike could be a
Mike,
apologies.
And who's the hardest in the JJs?
The hardest. Who's a
I'm going to say this is not on a pitch. This is just as a fighter.
Just as a fighter.
Who wouldn't you want to fight?
I think Sam's got a dirty edge hidden behind him.
Sam
somewhere.
Does have an edge, doesn't he?
Yeah. There's something mental.
I've seen him square up to someone and something changed in his eyes.
New signing, Sam Shepherd.
Oh, Sam Shepherd.
Yeah,
oh.
There's something in. It's something in there.
Something in
He just goes.
I can imagine Callum being a scrapper as well.
Oh, Callum, yeah.
Likes a block tackle.
He does.
On the opposite of that, who's the softest?
Probably me.
Is it really?
I reckon.
There's a battle between the Kilbournes for that one.
Yeah, Deck actually, Deck, yeah.
He's a bit soft, isn't he? Who's the funniest in the team?
Funniest? I'd say it's between Al.
Thanks very much.
Great sense of humour. Declan. Declan's a funny kid.
Oh, yeah?
Just because he's an idiot.
Idiots are good.
Idiots are good.
Yeah. So, yeah. Mike, then. Because Mike's stupid.
Mike is a funny guy. If you've ever been for a few drinks with Mike, you see the havoc that he wreaks.
Yeah, he's a dangerous individual.
It's a thing of beauty.
All right, mate, last question. Would you rather be an ugly superstar or a fucking handsome championship-level player?
Ugly superstar.
An ugly superstar, Fair enough. That's fine by me. I don't care anymore, to be honest. Right, mate, I'm just going to show you the back. That little bit that you're doing, you just got to nod and go, yeah, 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 because you don't know what else to fucking say. How's that?
Yeah, that's spot on. Thanks, mate.
What about this side?
Yeah, just what I wanted.
Mate, thanks for joining my barbers.
I'll come back next time. Look forward to it.
Beauty.
And now, Richard Geddes returns with yet another yarn based on his life.
So you might not believe it, but I am a football hooligan. I have been kicked out of Ibrox Stadium in Glasgow. I went to watch Rangers versus Celtic. I think it was 2006-2007 season. Paul Le Guin had been sacked and Walter Smith was the manager. I've been drinking all day, the whole day that the game started at 12:30, which in Glasgow wouldn't say Old Firm. You start drinking at 5 o'clock in the morning, basically. So that's what I did. Me and my brother were getting steaming drunk. So like drinking in the morning, drinking vodka, all sorts. And then we went to the game. And we were drinking on the bus on the way up, and I was pretty drunk, but you know, I thought I could remember what I was doing. And we were watching the game, and we were sitting up in the old club deck. Some of the Rangers boys that listen know what that might mean. I mean, Stevie would know. I was, you know, just enjoying the game, and she was getting right involved and screaming at every tackle and whatnot. And it was 20 minutes in, and I shouted, and one of the players, I can't remember, must have went in for a tackle, for a Celtic player tackled him, and I went a bit mental. I just shouted and screamed, like, oh, come on, there's no way that was a foul, with my nicest language as you can imagine. And next thing I know, the stewards like pointed towards me, and he literally, like, I walked towards the end, and he chucked me out of the game after 20 minutes, and I missed the entire game. I tried to get back in. And the stewards said, you're not getting back in at all. I missed us winning 2-0. The first time we'd beaten Celtic for a while. But Chris Boyd and Charlie Adams scored that free kick underneath the keeper, or underneath the wall. So, there you go. Another story for you, of an alt. I am a football hooligan.
Well, thank you, Richard. That's another insight there. Yes.
It's right. A good story.
Yes, it is. Right. Time for a rundown, Jack. This is the football part.
Excellent.
We've got to it. We've Excellent. Got there in the end. Right. So, the first team, they won 1-0 against Brooklyn.
Well played.
Which took them 13 points clear of third place, which is what they need to get promoted.
Wow.
With five games to go, so they could get promoted this weekend. Brilliant if results news. Go their way.
Go ahead the first.
So there they go, and they're only right, one well point done, at lads. The top, so the title chase will go down to the end, but promotion could be done this weekend, hopefully.
And then they'll be up to the Cap Prem, right?
That's right.
But then they'll face my favourite team, the Upper Hutt Parapine.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be
a big supporter of them.
It's going to be tricky for
Ben Wood, one of our favourite players.
Yes, I've heard.
Was it the first two have the cup for Brooklyn?
Yes, so they held on to the cup. Yeah, they've got the cup. The cup has stayed. The Thompson Gator Cup stays with Island Bay. Happy days.
Get in there.
The seconds, they had a good win against Brooklyn 4-1, which has put them 6 points away from relegation, so that's good news.
Yep, sweet as, man.
Well done to the seconds.
I saw them in the pub afterwards. Yeah, they were looking bright and cheery.
Good. And also in Division 2, this is a bit of drama for you, a bit of a talking point. Talking points from the bad chart. So, Division 2 again, right?
Yeah, Division 2, yeah.
The Seagulls, they in the actual game, they won 7-1 against 9-1.
Really?
Hat-tricks for John Bobbs and Gibby, so looking really good. But they had signed a new guy called Stephen.
Yeah.
To cover some injuries. They signed him on the 18th of August. That is important.
Okay.
In the game against 9-1, he came on as a sub when they were already a few goals up.
Yeah.
He got one assist. He's a good player, but he got one assist, and that was it.
Yeah.
Still won 7-1. In the pub afterwards, everyone's happy. 9-1 team are friendly, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Then Brendan gets an email today saying the deadline for transfers was the 14th of August.
Oof.
Okay.
So this guy was ineligible, but the complaint had been from 9-1, so they'd looked into all of the players on the system.
They had?
Yes.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Wow.
So they basically found that this guy was ineligible, complained what? To Capital Football, who have upheld the complaint. The result is now 3-0 to 9-1.
Oh my God!
So they
Jesus Christ!
So they've just
oh my
so
God.
Now Brendan's like obviously very disappointed, and
my God,
it's hard to not feel sorry for them. I mean, I know they're the Seagulls,
isn't
that? But that seems
man, I don't even know where to go with that. I mean.
So it's a loss. They're down to fourth place from third.
Where would they be if they?
They would have been third, yeah. So they dropped down to fourth. But they were still within a chance of second. But now it looks a bit of a long shot.
Yeah, but oh my God, that's
yeah,
weird.
Yeah. So
I mean,
now,
first of all, I can't believe that 9-1 checked. Why would you check?
It's just harsh, isn't it?
Cap 2, they maybe do it every week just in case.
It is their first team. 9-9's first team.
No, okay. So they got beat 7-1. Are they near the bottom?
Yeah, the bottom. They've only
so
got
they're
5 points.
Looking for desperation.
Yeah, yeah.
Have so they got a chance of staying up?
Potentially, like, obviously they needed a win.
Oh.
But it just seems really harsh to me.
But that's so strange.
Yeah.
Like, why would you check?
Yeah, but then also, why have Capita Football... Like, because also, there was apparently a notification sent out with the deadline that didn't make it from our club to our teams, unfortunately. So they had sent it out, but we had proof that we hadn't
sent
it. Yeah, so one of the things Brendan asked for was, okay, we'll start again without him.
Yeah.
But no, they've given him three.
This guy can't play for the rest of the season as well, then?
Well, he can play for divisions below them, so he could come and sign for the JJs.
Okay.
For some reason, they say, oh, we'll let him play in Cap 3 and 4, but not in Cap 2.
Oh, God. This is making up as they go along.
Yeah, it just seems like gibberish. So I feel sorry for the Seagulls. And no,
that's
that
crazy.
Just seems really sneaky for me.
That's so crazy. Why and then all them goals wiped out. If I got a hat-trick for
him. I don't... In our, at this level, I don't know why there's a transfer deadline. It's bonkers. But...
That's crazy.
There we are. So that happened in Div 2.
Well,
so
Cap 2 is a decent... You know, that's...
Yeah.
It's one off, you know, what their classes are biggie, so... You sort of get it, but oh God, I don't know. It's tough, isn't it?
You'd feel good, didn't
they?
Yeah.
They absolutely. Might be like, well, rules are rules. They might almost feel embarrassed enforcing that rule, but they're like, what can they say to 9-9?
Yeah, it's in the regulations and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there we are.
It's really unfortunate.
Bloody 3-0, hell. A 3-0 loss instead of a 7-1 win. That is unfortunate.
Oh, it's a big God.
Swing. For one sub. That
minus
is
9 goal difference.
Yeah.
On what it would have been.
So now the Dreamers. So the Dreamers, they drew 1-1.
Yeah.
And there was
a late match.
Some of you remember Sean and his segment where he punished us for a long time about his goal and how glorious
it wasn't that long.
How glorious he was.
Yeah.
Well, this week his upence has come, James.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's a little segment.
Karma, man.
His good friend Nick, who got so much abuse during that segment.
Yeah.
Really enjoying telling us a story.
Oh, yeah.
Right, hello. So, as you'll have all heard in last week's too long segment about Sean scoring a goal, Nick Goodall got quite a bit of abuse in there. So, hi, Nick.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi. Yes, so on Saturday evening, about 7:30, I receive a message from Nick Goodall saying that Sean has, for want of a better phrase, shat in his sock and made a bit of a fool of himself. And here's Nick today to talk about that.
I am so excited to be here.
Yeah, I knew you would be. Yeah. The minute that happened, I thought, this is what we have to do. So, just set the scene. What's the score? What time of the game it is? We'll keep it short compared to last week.
Absolutely, yes. We're at home, 5:30, down at Wakefield Park. It's been a decent game. We're playing against Vic Uni Eckies.
Yep.
Decent team, played a bit of football. Certainly, probably they shaded the first half.
Yep.
They were, actually, I don't know, did we score first or they score first? We scored first, and then they came back and scored in the second half. So it was 1-1.
Yep.
Probably about half an hour to go. We pressed pretty hard. I'd say we had the better of the chances nearing the end.
Yeah.
And then we arrived at injury time.
Injury time. Oh, right. Okay. This is good. This is exciting. Right.
We arrived at injury time.
Okay.
And so, yeah, injury time, not too long to go, 2 or 3 minutes, I'd say. And we've gone forward on many occasions like we had earlier.
Yep.
And we'd actually won a penalty for the first time in God knows how many weeks. We actually got one rather than give them away, as our friend Jerry would also attest to giving away penalties.
Yep.
And of course, the first thing when we win a penalty, we all look behind us and see what happens. And of course, you see Sean storming from his box all
galloping.
The way up. Galloping.
He is a galloper.
It's a gallop, a saunt. There's all sorts going on. There's talking and yelling at the same time.
Yep.
As he storms his way up the front to... rightly, as he thinks, grab that ball, place it on the spot, and duly, as he would hope, slot it home.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying I wanted this to happen, or I was expecting this to happen, because I would like to have won that game.
Yes.
But it's fair to say, as you said, he shat in a sock.
Nice, good.
And we were back on halfway, and I remember saying to all the lads, there was four of us back on halfway, I don't know if it was a gut feel or what it was, but I was saying, you know, if this doesn't go in, good penalty taker, don't get me wrong, if this doesn't go in, just make sure you foul that bastard so they don't obviously score a goal and then we potentially lose.
So that's some more game management from the Dreamers there. You've got your fouls planned.
Absolutely.
Pre-planned
fouls.
Good.
Bang on.
So he stepped up on his golden left, as mentioned last week.
Well, yeah,
the
on
golden,
his left foot.
The golden left, yeah.
Correct, yes, that's right. Yeah. And you know he's in Chimo's ear, Chimo's refereeing, so he's probably talking to him about, you know, what he's going to be doing in that shot.
Right, so where did he put it?
So he places it down, and then I think he's had a discussion with Chimo about whether you have to place it right in the centre of the penalty spot as well.
He's mucking around now.
He's got right on in there. But then he's definitely stepped back, and he's eyed it fully up. Usually he just slots it to his right, so he curls it with his left to the right-hand side. He has duly smashed it down the centre.
Right.
It smashed off the crossbar.
Oh, right.
It's bounced back down and then straight up in the air, and he's gone to go and hit it to then get the second shot.
Right, okay.
To, you know, think that then he can convert his penalty miss.
Yeah.
His header goes wide anyway.
Right. Right.
But then he apparently gets bundled over.
Right, okay. So we tried to get a second penalty.
Exactly. That's right. He's then flopped on the ground, and we're thinking, get up. Actually, it didn't even go out. Must have got the goalkeeper must have got it. So we're all thinking, you know, they're going to charge now. You need to get up and get back. And he's flapping on the ground like a dead salmon, basically.
Yep, yep, that's
trying to get the second penalty. And we're all thinking, what the hell? They're going to get the ball. And they got the ball to about halfway before we finally, as I'd say, ended the play.
Right, okay, yeah.
It was with a booting of the ball, not with a booting of a person, to be clear.
Right, okay.
And Sean, you know, slowly trudges his way back, complaining about not getting a second penalty.
Right, I see. So after the match, did you all just leave him alone with his thoughts, or did you let him know?
Well, of course, feelings we left him alone.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
No, no. Well, I mean, the interesting thing was that you know, the Phoenix were on straight after, so I charged into the club rooms to see what was going on. The Phoenix, he went and had his shower by himself, I'm expecting, and
got
a chance to collect his thoughts before he came in. And of course, everyone in the club rooms already knew, because I've been telling every single person possible.
Yes.
And so they all wanted to know what the deal was. And he still had a story. It was all planned. I was going to go to the right.
Yeah,
it was a little bit too much wind. It was going to bring it to the keeper. So I smashed it. But the good thing was, Paul Mulo happened to be on the sideline that time, took a video of the penalty. So we've got video coverage.
That's good news.
You can see the flop. And then we also figured out afterwards that he shouldn't have even been allowed to go for the ball the second time around,
because
it hadn't touched the goalkeeper. And you can't touch the ball twice if you take the penalty.
Oh, well, there you
go. So he wouldn't have even been allowed to get the penalty. Chimo, the ref, didn't know that either.
Yep.
So potentially there could have been a
quality
second penalty,
stuff
which would have
there
been very
Chimo.
Controversial.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Nick. I feel like we've rubbed that in enough. We'll all look forward to the video. We'll get that on the Badger Hawks page. We'll... Good luck for the rest of the season, the Dreamers.
Thank you. Absolute pleasure.
Thanks a lot. Right, so on to Capital Four. This is where the JJs took on Brooklyn 13, I believe.
You believe? I believe it too, then.
Yes,
I
believe and that. They take it very seriously, like they were
warming one
up,
of them.
Warming up way before the game, they do training, but they're not that good.
Yeah.
So we started off and we were by far the better team. Cal scored a goal, pulled his hamstring. So off he goes.
Ah, right, yeah.
Off he goes. On comes a complete reshuffle because of that injury. Reshuffle everything. Jack ends up going up front.
Yeah.
Jack scores a goal.
Nice one.
2-0 to us.
Cheers.
Pulls his hamstring.
Nice one.
So that off he goes.
Yeah.
So now me, limping about the back, is now centre midfield.
Yeah,
that's going to go well. And to be fair, after that reshuffle, we were a bit wonky, and they were on top of us for most of the second half of the first half.
Yeah.
Then there was a tactical switch, which I'm going to call genius. We're not going into details, but it was genius.
Yeah.
Because within 5 minutes of the restart, it was 5-0 to us, and Simon had scored a hat trick, his first goals of the season after coming back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he literally hadn't scored. He'd been a bit wobbly, not his first touch everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
But he got 3 goals in 5 minutes and looked back to his best. So.
Class is permanent. Form is temporary.
Yeah. So then Joran scored a nice goal after Bass did a cross cum shot, as we like to call them. He said he was passing it. We sometimes thought he might have shot, but it got to Joran at the back post, bashed it.
If it went in, he would have celebrated.
Yeah, he did.
And had to disallow it.
Right. I see. Okay. Good knowledge. Then there was a very weird penalty where this lad just lay down at a corner, and then his mate gave him the penalty.
What?
Yeah, he just
against yous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was 6-0, and they gave this penalty, and they celebrated like it was
brilliant.
And he blasted down the middle goal. So I don't know if we were angry about it inside or something, but straight from the kickoff, we did a passing move that was all one touch straight through. Nim scored, and he meant to shoot
a real goal.
Yeah, yeah, and he meant to shoot as well. He did.
There you go.
Yeah, it's easy. It's a great goal.
Look, and it was just
the answer to the question before from our Cockney Barber is one.
He'd have got one.
He would have got one.
Yeah.
Where are these in the league? The team you played?
They were rock bottom. Yeah, and they'd have been quite close to us if they'd have won. But we're all right now. We're safe. So our man of the match was Simon, because he got his hat trick.
Oh yeah,
and
of course.
He didn't want to play a full 90, but because everyone kept falling over, he played a full 90.
Mm-hmm.
So well done.
But he was all right, wasn't he?
He got there in the end. He looked a bit... I played a couple of through balls to him, and he looked pretty angry at me. When you play them ones where it would have been quite a long chase, and he just kind of left it, and then looked around and was
like...
Well,
he's got all Michael Owen, hasn't he?
Yeah, he just needs it into his feet now.
Yeah.
Into his feet. So, well done, Simon. I don't know if you listen. Probably not. But never mind.
Of course.
Okay. Do you want to tell us about the madness that is Wellington 2, James?
The madness that is Wellington 2. Well, I'll tell you right now as it stands. I'm going to tell you the points. The top team has 24.
Yes.
Second, third and fourth have 22. And fifth has 21.
Oof.
Then there's quite a sharp drop off to 10 points to Salty's team, Unmanageables.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Who are even on points with C2. So
right.
A little relegation battle. And then we have that team that is crap. It's at the bottom. There's Parapine.
Yes.
They get beat every week. They've only got 1 point. So yeah, we're even on points, but we're fourth on goal difference.
Still all to play for.
Two games to go, yeah. The team in second have two what you'd class as easier games. The bottom three.
Mm-hmm.
Top team, they do have a derby, the two Karori teams. That's the first and third. We're playing the other... we're playing team who are third this Saturday.
Game.
I know that's all
huge,
a bit
really
rare,
big
huge, but it's fourth v third this Saturday, yeah. So if we win them, then we've got Salty last, and we've already had a little chat me and Salty about it. We're good pallies
and
that now, but we have said like, hey, he said, look, we need them points, so we will be going for it.
Yeah,
like, absolutely. You know, we're going to go for it as well. Then.
Yeah,
it'll be all love after the game, but during the game it might be a bit feisty, that one. But yeah, even if we win both,
bloody
we
hell.
Still need a bit of a miracle.
Yeah,
just keep going. Just got to take each game as it comes.
Yes.
But we're on a run, so yeah.
Lovely. Well, that'll be exciting then.
Is but yeah, it's crazy, Wellington too.
Do you want to talk about your game?
Game itself. Well, first of all, can we mention we beat the Barons the week before
as well?
You
did beat the Barons.
Get it.
You looked smug about that one, James.
No, well, you know. Well, yeah. You know, well, they beat us the first time, and we felt we learnt by half time how they play, and then we essentially won that second half 3-1 once we got to grips with it. I did a tactical thing. Hey, Al, you know, we vote for man of the match after the game.
Yeah.
First ever time, my tactics were voted man of the match.
Oh,
they didn't win it,
but
someone voted, not for a player, they went, Kenner's tactics.
Well, look at that. Can you vote for yourself or your own tactics?
Well, it was, I don't know. If you could, I'll get two votes because I was like, it worked a charm.
Then. Yeah, we're bloody
again,
good managers, aren't we?
We won't
James?
Go deep into it, but they have two fast strikers and a very big lad up front. But they have a bit of a gap in between. Some teams have that midfield that bomb forward. You probably do it with Bass and Jack and that, and then that's like difficult to mark. But they don't do that. They have a very seven here and three here.
Yeah.
And I just
the old
felt
7-3
formation. Stick with three at the back and have one guy marking the big lad. And we had a guy, we had Brad marking there, a defensive midfielder who was a bit of a playmaker.
I see.
Although that guy, the guy I had in mind, wasn't there. But it just worked a charm.
Well done,
just
James.
Out battled him, yeah.
Get it.
See, he's bored when I talk about the olds. It worked a charm. Look, we
goal
won
difference in tactics. I mean, it's not the liveliest topic, but
no,
carry
it's
on.
Not. But we got our first clean sheet of the season. That's how good it was against one of the best attacks in the league. So clean sheet, 2-0. Brad missed a penalty.
Bloody hell, Brad.
Would have made it 3-0.
Unlucky,
at that point.
Brad.
It wasn't unlucky. It was a little bit direct, you know, to be honest. But we're looking at a new penalty taker. So we won that one. The game just now. We played C2, and as I said, shitty warm up.
Bloody hell.
There was rumours they just won 5-2 against one of these. The team were in second now, so the team down here who lose every week suddenly won 5-2. So we're like, they're getting ringers in to try and stave off relegation.
Right.
And there was someone came on at half time who apparently played cap 2 that day.
Right.
But he was not good at all. We were just like, no problem.
Right.
Yeah, essentially. The summary is they took the lead. I was in centre back because we were struggling for defenders. A little bit lost at first. People saying, you know, you got to talk. I'm like, you know what? I want to worry about myself first before I start talking to anyone else. Got to grips with that after about 20 minutes and then felt quite comfortable, actually. Got two votes for man of the match.
So you got three in total with your tactics?
Well, tactics was the week before. I haven't moved on to the next game. This is C2 now at Welling College. The first time we've played there since we won the league there.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, but they took the lead 1-0. It was all, here we go. The alts are going to blow it again after a great performance the week before. The inconsistent alts, here we go. But then we got to grips with it. Equalised before half time. Brad, 1-1 half time. Final score 4-1. Two goals for David.
Well done, David.
Talk about at some other point. And Chris Riley got one as well. Man of the match was Bizzo.
Well done, Bizzo.
Okay,
yes.
Fellas.
Thank you.
Well done, well done.
I got through that quite quickly, right?
Yes, well done. Well done.
He's like a cheeky bastard.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So banter with each other, really, don't we?
Yeah. Well, you know.
So, anyway.
We've all talked about it enough between ourselves, so it's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. It's all right.
We had a good job.
Not surprising. Right.
Well, you know what? The Barons drew one all. I'll tell you that now. The Barons drew one all, and five of the alts went to watch it, including myself a little bit, because we needed them to draw.
Yeah, and they did.
And they did. So the thing is, Mike's team scored first, so we celebrated a lot when the other team equalised.
Right.
He was walking past at that point and probably understood that as, by God, I'll take the Barons. But as I explained in the emails, you might have seen, we just needed someone to equalise. So if it was the other way around, we'd have cheered for the Barons if they equalised. But yeah, they drew one all. I've got the best video footage ever we can put on the... on the Bad Sharks page, at the final kick of the game, the Barons hit the post,
right.
It rolled across, and the open goal, the striker missed it. And we went, yeah!
I mean, if you had a game going on, and the Barons came along on a Monday night and started cheering against you...
Oh, I think they were utter tossers. Yeah. Good, I think they were worse than Liam Kilbourne.
Yes. All right.
But it's just how it was.
Are you gonna
need in that draw.
And your manageables beat Upper Hutt.
Oh, the Parapine.
The Parapine, 5-1. So that's a win. They needed that win. Could have probably done with some more goals, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, Parapine, getting more goals.
Wellington 5, the Vauxhalls, they carried on their winning ways, an 8-2 win, and now are top. After 9 wins and 2 losses in the season. Well done, the Vauxhalls.
Well played.
It's a beauty.
Good going.
In the Masters 2, Solid Gold, our friends.
Yes.
They played straight after us. So they had our friend Zen.
Yes, I spoke to Zen
and
about
Paul
it.
Paul Schrader, he was there running around in a shirt too big for him. And Jamie Milne, who also is a friend of the show, friend of Jerry's.
They're doing well, right?
Yeah, so they won and now they're up to third. So they're only 3 points off second.
Okay. How many more games? Same as us, is it?
Yeah, there's not many games left, so it's tight.
Every
exciting.
Is massive. 6 pointers are plenty.
Yeah, so they look like they were just going to be safe mid-table, but they obviously have done very well.
Yeah.
The Division 3 Dreamers won 9-4. 9-4.
Did they?
That's a game. But they're still looking down, a bit worried at the
13 goals in a game.
Silly.
How silly is it?
The Originals won 5-1. Well done, the Originals. 5-1 win. They're up second. The Storm got their first ever win. They're the team who've lost 9 out of 10. They won 5-2 against
5-2.
Somebody.
They're getting ringers in.
Doing it in style.
Yeah. So they might have a push to the end from the Storm.
Yeah, man.
And then the Sharkettes and the Orcas both lost this weekend.
Oh, for God's sakes. Women, come on.
So they're both near the bottom, unfortunately.
They always lose, don't they, to be honest.
They're not having the best of years. Not a vintage year.
No.
Right.
Wish we could help them somehow. I don't know.
You need to get training Meg up. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, I get Meg. But yeah, she's pretty good, Meg.
Yeah.
You've just cut my hair off as well, so I can't be here.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, now... It's all been sensible up to now, obviously.
Yeah.
So now it's
time... the podcast?
Yes. So now it's time for...
I'm trying my best.
It's time for Ryan Phibbs.
Yeah.
Ryan Phibbs, just to bring it down a notch.
Well, it's a serious Ryan Phibbs this week, I'm afraid. So that's not going to happen. This is a very serious one. So get your hankies out, because there might be tears. This one is about player football names, yeah? Now, I can have a scoring system, guys. I get a point for everyone you get wrong.
Yes.
You get a point if you get it right. Hey, that's pretty easy.
Yeah, that'll do.
But that means I can get 2 points per round, essentially.
Oh, right, if we both get it wrong, I get it.
Yeah. Right, so these are football names. Are they Ryan Phibbs or Wayne Trooney? Yeah. Right, so here we go. Number one. I know what I've got a lot to get through, so we'll go through this quite quickly.
All right.
Prize Doofus.
Phibbs.
Oh, man. Phibbs.
Correct. Yes.
1-0.
1-1-0. Yeah. Remember. Hold it on your fingers or something.
Yeah.
Mark DeMann.
Wayne Trooney.
I'm going to go with Fibs.
It's Trooney.
Yes.
Oh. I get one. Michael Gash.
Trooney.
Fibs.
It's Trooney.
Ah.
He plays for Kidderminster as striker. And Mark DeMann is Belgian, plays for KC Hassel.
Such a good name.
Yeah.
Andre Muff.
Fibs.
Trooney. Ah. Woohoo! 4 for me. Sorry. Davidson Bumrash.
Fibs.
I'm also going to go Fibs.
It's a fib. Rod Fanny.
Trooney.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
Ah, that doesn't count. Plays for Marseille. Yeah. Shit, that's not fair. Rinse and repeat.
Fibs.
Yeah, Fibs.
We've taken the lead. 5-4 up.
Brian Penis.
Fibs.
True.
Oh, no. He's taking the lead. There.
It's spelled P-I-N-A-S.
Oh, right.
Can Tuna.
Fibs. Surely.
True. Hello, Hanover.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Stuff on five.
Jizz Horncamp.
Trooney.
Fibs.
Trooney.
Oh, no.
He plays for Den Bosch.
Of course he does.
Phil Opium Tube.
Fibs.
Fibs.
Fibs. Fibs. Yeah. Oh shit. Naughty Naughty.
Trooney.
Fibs.
Trooney.
Yeah.
Sunny Cabbages.
Fibs.
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 Yes.
Bunk Innocent.
Ooh.
Trooney.
Yeah, it's yeah. Trooney.
Shit.
I've got no more fingers.
How many more?
Ben Dover.
Fibs.
Trooney.
It's Fibs. I might stop it there.
Yeah. All right then.
I got 11.
Yeah, you're a draw.
Did you?
A draw. Do you want to do a one-off?
What did you get?
9.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was last. But
so we have no. Okay.
Do you want to do a one last one?
Yeah, okay. Then.
It's a tie break.
Tiebreak. You get this right,
you're the winner.
Fuck.
Tense, isn't it?
It's like that time I took a penalty against
Petoni Stone. It is a bit like that.
I'm gonna hit this 10 yards wide again, aren't I?
Norman Conquest.
Trooney.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah.
You heard of him?
No.
He was a goalie who once shipped 17 in a game.
What a guy. Norman Conquest.
Fastly, well done, hey. Fair play.
Good game.
Well
good
done,
game.
Well done, everyone. Right, well.
That was a lot of fun.
All right, well, we'll say goodbye to Jack.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
Thanks a lot.
It's been an absolute treat.
Yes.
Thanks for coming, man. Yes, yeah. It's been very nice.
It's been lovely hearing your accent.
Likewise.
Yeah, it's always nice.
This is a
I wish I knew more about Liam, but to be honest, but yeah, maybe
he's an enigma.
Part
that's
two.
For a time for another. Yeah,
when
yeah,
we get
yeah.
Deck on, we'll discuss it with him.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Good point. Yeah.
Yes. But no, a treat for the English accent fans out there. 3 different ones. We move on to next week. Any final thoughts for us?
Thoughts to JJ's.
He's jumped in. He's done straight in from Jack.
Is he doing it for you?
Yeah, he's just done it instead. You got nothing else to add?
No, I've got no final thoughts this week. I put all my effort into those player names for Ryan Fibs.
Well
That's
done.
That's me spent.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jack. You can say it.
Four to JJ's.
And up the bastard alts.
Hi, viewers. Joe here. As some of you might have heard, recently I completely smashed my bollocks in. And it got me thinking, has anybody cornered the plum market in New Zealand? No. So here for you now, today, live, the big reveal of my new product that everyone's talking about. Joe's Plums. Joe's plums are totally purple in colour, are slightly bigger than your average plums, with just the right amount of furriness. They're very tender to touch, so please handle with care. Hurry along and buy some today. They come in packs of two and are very juicy. Or should I say, juicy. Pardon the plum.
Go buy some Je Plume today, 69p from the local shopping center, or get yours absolutely free by clashing your door the Baron Goldkeeper. Either way, they're beautiful. As in Je Sens les Miss Boutelan Soye, it is a joke. Boutelan, beautiful. Do you get this? Do you get my joke?
No.